The Holy Gospel for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Mark, the sixth chapter. At home and abroad, Jesus and his disciples encounter resistance as they seek to proclaim God's word and relieve affliction. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came to his hometown and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joses and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house. And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, 'Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them.' So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I don't have to say it's summertime, because it is. It is just hot. Summertime, though, besides the opposite of winter, has a lure for us as North Dakotans. It's also vacation time for many of us, time to get away. And when I think of vacations, for some reason, I think about suitcases. Now, when I was little, we had those stiff suitcases, hard-sided. And I remember sometimes my mom would have my sister and I sit on the suitcase so that she could get it latched. They were pretty limited in what they held, but that's what we used. And then those expandable suitcases came out. You know, the ones with wheels? Now we're talking. I like that kind of suitcase, because you can get more in them. But my favorite is the duffel bag style. You can always stuff one more thing in a bag like that. They're great. Now, why do I mention that? Well, you'd think by now I would know how to pack, but I don't. I guess I'm what you call a panic packer. I tend to take everything I can with me, just in case. Now, there's a reason for that, and I'll explain. Maybe you're familiar with Myers-Briggs Personality Inventory. It's been around for a long time. There are four different components of one's personality that are looked at in Myers-Briggs. The first component is this. Are you extroverted? In other words, when you're around people, do you come alive? Or are you introverted? When you're around people, all the energy is sucked out of you. So you're either an E or an I. The next component is how you analyze what's going on around you. The first letter is N for intuitive. You go by your gut feeling. The opposite of it is S, your sensing. You need to gather all the data in order to come to a conclusion. The third component is how you tick. You're either an F, feeling-based, which means you operate with other people based on feeling, or you're a T. You relate with other people based on your thoughts, primarily about fairness and justice. And the last component is how you are comfortable. One side is J for judging. In other words, you like things settled, in order. The opposite of it is P for perceptive. You're open-ended. Okay, my letters are I, N, F, J. I'm introverted. People suck energy out of me. I need to be alone to get recharged. I'm intuitive. I go by my gut feeling. I don't spend a lot of time analyzing data. I'm feeling-based. I operate in a world of feelings. And so I talk to other people as I would like to be talked to. People like me are easily hurt by criticism. And the last one, J or P, I'm a J. I like things settled. I like things in order. Above all, I don't like surprises. Now, my wife was the opposite. She was a P, perceptive. So we had trouble when we went on vacation. I wanted to take everything along just in case, so there'd be no surprises. My wife was this way. Let's put a few things in a bag and let's just see what happens. I think Jesus is a P, perceptive. Because today he sends his disciples out with hardly anything. Staff and sandals. And it's interesting, one of the oddest phrases in Scripture. He told them not to put on two tunics. That's kind of different. So, one outfit. Staff, sandals, one outfit. That's it. But Jesus says, let's see what happens. He sends them out minimally equipped with this gospel and says, let's see what happens. Today's texts are all about perception. Bob read our first reading from Ezekiel, and it's interesting there, Ezekiel is sent out also minimally. He has just a five-word message. Thus says the Lord God. That's it. That's what he's to say. But what happens? Perception. How will those words be perceived? They will either be accepted or they will be rejected. It'll be one or the other. That's what happens with perception. That's what happens with, well, let's see what happens. What happened in our first reading? Whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that there has been a prophet among them. What it almost is programming us to think there's going to be rejection
because they're a rebellious house. Then we get to our gospel today with Jesus himself. What's the perception for a prophet in their hometown? They're going to get honored, right? Wrong. Jesus gets rejected. Isn't that the carpenter? Isn't that Mary's son? Carpenters aren't supposed to act like that. Jesus isn't fitting the mold that they perceive that he should fit. And because he doesn't, they reject him. But he's not crushed by criticism like I would be. No, he sends his disciples out the same way, minimally equipped. Let's see what happens. And so they're sent out with this gospel. Will it be accepted? Will it be rejected? Our text doesn't really say. It talks about being welcomed or rejected. It doesn't say who accepts, who rejects. It doesn't say that. But it says if there's rejection, don't give up. Shake the dust off your feet and go on. That little bit of the text today, in a way, I think is kind of the heart. Shake the dust off your feet and keep going. Let's get back to suitcases and bags for a minute. When I do pre-marriage counseling, we talk about many things. But one thing we talk about is not only your couple self, but what we call the bags you bring from home. When two people get married, they also bring baggage with them from home. What's in them? A lot of times the bags we bring from home are things that should be left there. A couple is starting out anew. But one says, well, I was raised this way. Well, I was raised this way. I want it this way. No, I want it this way. The bags we bring from home can get us in trouble. And they get us in trouble as a community of faith as well. We accept one thing, but we reject the other. We just have trouble. We're people. That's why we confess every Sunday our sin. The point, though, is that we continue to go on. That's what I'd like you to leave with today. Let's see what happens. Sometimes we try new things. Let's see what happens. Sometimes we need to make a shift. Let's see what happens. God is always about perception, looking ahead, and calling us to follow, and not to have so much stuff with us that we lose our way. And so today, enjoy your independence. But remember that you and I are called to be dependent on God. And that only happens when we take less with us. So we're more open to God's vision for the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.